ani olon lo ni jade o sunday keta ni complain olo mo di to se ni o sun lana oju loni o mo di to lo se ni o jade ope. And in fact, at times it take God to tell some people that tori ope to nbo wa jade ope ti o ba se be ko ni jade tori ope to nbo a gbe tori ope je ki jade. And so that's the reason some people are motivated to give testimony. But the devil likes it or not, before the close of this month, every member of this church will dance with you. Yeah. You know, I asked something. January 1st this year, the Lord told us that it's going to be our month of favor. And I asked God for something. I said, God, one thing. I'm not asking for too much. One thing I want you to do for me this year is to bring my wife to Ibadan. Amen. Amen. I said that was, I said I won't ask any other thing, just one thing. I'm not asking for anything, just one thing. If I told God, I said, God, this is more than money to me, it's more than anything to me, and I'm going to be giving the testimony today. Yeah, big time. Hallelujah. And many of you may not know what it means until you get married. I pray that you will not have an occasion where your wife will have to be somewhere afar off, and then you'll be somewhere cooking undone indomie and soaking garri at night as a consolation. Praise God. Yeah, I love family. This is how I prioritize my life. God, family, ministry. That's how I prioritize my life. And so I love to be around my family, my wife and my children. That is what makes me happy most, apart from preaching. Yeah. That's what makes me happy. It's very, very, it makes me happy all the time. Praise God. Bro, Toye, help me pick the handkerchief. I was looking for it. Help me bring it. Praise. Okay, leave it. Okay. Thank you very much. And so, we've been on a very interesting series. We began to talk, because some of us who are not here, I'm going to give a brief recap of the things we've been talking about. Not only that, I will go into another, like a subtopic today, very interesting, and I really need you to open up yourself. I trust the Holy Ghost that is going to bless us today in Jesus' name. Now, we've been discussing on how to receive. We said God give you a lot of things. Many don't know how to receive what God has given. The reason prophets or ministers of God will say mori pe o wa ni ipo bayi or oluwa ni kin so fun e po nti se, and you are not seeing it physically, it's not because they just want to say it to you. It's actually that the Lord has done it. That's why they are saying it. Some of them see what God has done in their spiritual vision. I don't know if you have met a man of God who sees you and say, Moripe London lo ye ko wa bayi. That is what God has done, but you have not received what God has done. I want to pray for you. Any distance between where you ought to be and where you are, I close the gap today in Jesus' name. Some people is a gap of 10 years. Some is 20 years. We should not support. The gap between when God gave them Canaan and when they were supposed to receive Canaan was supposed to be 40 days. That was the gap time God put there because of the distance. But 40 days turned into 40 years. I want to pray again. If there is anything that is lingering too long, it is becoming like prophet alias. I pray, if there be such circumstance in your life, let there be a reverse of time. Amen. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 10, the Bible says, and Joshua commanded, onikioru kudru ni ajaloni oshupa ni gibioni. He changed, he altered nature at will, so that purpose, because God actually gave the enemy into their hands. But time was not cooperating. And so because time was not cooperating, he looked at time, looked at what God said they were going to do. He saw that time was not cooperating. He said that, well, they can still tell your neighbor, there can still be a solution. And so he commanded that time to hold on, that what God has given might be received. Every victory that has been given to you that you have not seen, from now let them become your experience. Amen. You will no more sing song of regret, you will be singing song of victory. Amen. If you are saying amen, let it be the loudest. Amen. And we began to see that many of us don't receive because we don't know the true character of God. When you don't know who God is, you wouldn't know the things he has done for you or things he can do for you. And so many of us believe God is finding fault. And we saw it in James chapter 1. The Bible says God is not a fault finder. It's not. He doesn't criticize you for what you have done. He's not blessing you for what you are doing or what you are not doing. He's blessing you because, not because you are good, but because he is good. That's why he's blessing you. He doesn't find fault. He doesn't remind you of your past and say, you know your past, you know how many pregnancies you have aborted, I'm not going to give you a child. You see people telling people today, you see the reason God has not given you a child is because all those things you did when you were in school. God is human being that finds fault. God is not a fault. He's a merciful God. Baba mi ma ala nu mi ni. Daddy tin sha nu mi ni gba gbogbo. He relates with us not on merit. He relates with us on mercy. It's a human being that relates with you on mercy, on merit, on how good you are to them. They become good to you. He doesn't relate with you on merit. He relates with you on mercy. And now let me tell you something. When God relates with you on mercy, mercy overshadow your faults. Mercy overshadow your lapses. And now let me tell you this. Every area where you have been having condemnation, he said in 1 John chapter 3, we were studying last week, he said, if our heart condemn us not. Now, many of you are challenged with not receiving what God has given you because of the condemnation that comes from your conscience. Every time you kneel down to pray, you are condemned already. Your conscience is telling you, bringing to you, and I said something last week, I said conscience is a function of what knowledge has imputed in your conscience. If you have been told, if you are trained up in a church where they say woman or menstruation should not come into the church service, if you are trained in such a church, when you come into a church, you notice you are menstruating. The next thing is you start shivering. You begin to see yourself as the person polluting God himself, not the presence of God. And so while that is happening to you, you believe your conscience is already condemning you while in that service. And I've asked some sisters before when I was growing up, that why would you not come to church because you are a menstruator? Some of them will say, I don't even used to feel the presence of God. It's information. It's information. You have been told that it is bad. And that is what is informing your conscience. So anytime you come into the church, condemnation start landing on you. You know, you start hearing a voice. Pay you are lying, man. That's conscience. It brings condemnation. There are areas of your life where you have issues with your conscience, and your conscience is condemning you that in combine you color shin combine in combine you color shin combine. And now let me tell you something. He said, if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence that whatever we ask him, he gives to us. If your heart don't condemn you, if you don't allow your heart to condemn you, and 1 John chapter 5 verse 17 says, for this is the is either verse 17 or 15 or 14, he said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that whatsoever we ask, this is the confidence that we ask, we have, that whatsoever we ask in his name, he will give to us. Have that confidence. The Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest.
Amen.
So today I'm going to be sharing something different, you know, and one of the things I'm going to be sharing is that I wanted to say it last week, I couldn't say, give me Psalm 35 and verse 28. Let me show you something. Then we'll go into today's message. Psalm 35, verse 28. Psalm 35, verse 28. Very important. Give me from verse 27. Give me from verse 27. Yeah. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. It is the pleasure of God that you succeed. What makes God happy? What gives God joy? Is your prosperity. What gives God pleasure is for you to move. I told you last week, I said one day I was in the hotel in Abuja and the Lord came to me and he told me, he said, do you know that I lift people? He said, if secular people know how to promote their people, every year they do appraisal, they appraise their people every year. they do appraisal and give them promotion. He said, that is how I do. And he told me, he said, I don't do it on merit, I do it on mercy. I do it on mercy. And now let me tell you something. It is, it's the more than you want to be promoted, God wants you promoted. More than you want to succeed, God wants you to succeed, because your success is what magnifies him. Look at it. He said, the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. It is in your prosperity that his name is exalted. It is in your lifting that his name is magnified. And so I want you to have this consciousness that God wants you to prosper all around. Say all around. Financially, materially, physically. He wants you to have progress. Not some areas of your life, in all the areas of your life. And that will be what you begin to see from today in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are saying amen, let me be the loudest. Amen. Today I want to be sharing with you what I titled testimony. Somebody say testimony. Come on, say louder like somebody that have one. Yeah, I was praying over the night, God, what do you want me to share with your people? And the Lord tell me to tell them testimony. When God says something, it means it is what you are about to see. When God says, tell them how to share testimony, it means he wants to do something. And he knows some of you will not share it. And that's why he said, I should come and tell you. Because let me tell you something. Before the close of this year, you will see happenings that you have never seen before. Amen. The reason God is telling me to come and teach you about testimony, because he's going to do some things that he wants you to talk to people about. Yes. It's one of his pleasure is to see your prosperity. Another side of his pleasure is for you to tell about his prosperity. Now, it is not enough that God wants you to prosper, but God wants you to come and tell people how much he has made you prosper. There's no okpe koko in the Bible. There's no. Show me in a place where God said she okpe koko. It's our traditional kind of. The reason people do okpe koko, let me say it in English because of those who are watching probably somewhere afar who are not Yoruba people. Secret testimony. It is not a testimony if it is secret. What you call testimony is what you witness in the front of people. So when you call it secret testimony, it's like an oxymoron. Two contrasting words you are putting together. It is testimony because you are sharing it in the ears of people to hear. Shout hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Some of you may be thinking, I don't have something to share. I'm telling you, before the close of this year, you have plenty of things to share. Amen. Some people say, well, I wish to come out, but what do I tell people? And let me tell you something. You are not the one to think of what to tell. He's the one to give you something to tell. And now let me tell you something. You will receive something. Amen. Now, before you finish talking about one testimony, another thing will be happening. Amen. Yeah, I remember when I first got born again, I became an offense to our church because every Sunday I have a testimony. I became an offense. I was too excited about what was happening. When they said testimony, every Sunday for almost like 6 months, I was coming out for testimony. I was too excited about God that when I see any kind of miracle to me was a miracle. I just come out and say, I have it. This week I was going and, you know, I just saw one bird just fly like this and the bird could not. I just thank God for that. To them it was nothing. To me it was something. To them it's all like, well, it's normal. It's normal. Most Mudeji is normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. The reason many of you don't have something to say is because you have count the happenings in your life to be normal things. They go to the hospital. You will know that breathing in and breathing out is not normal. Go and see people that have been on oxygen for 6 months. I was in Calabar. I was asked to go and pray for one woman in the hospital. What key oxygen? Oh, God. Elomiran tiku. Elomiran wewan. Elomiran sirinile. Timato titepa. Emiko, let's shine. Emiko, let's shine. Shope, ore la seka prahaze sukati la baya ma pratele Jesus. Emiko, let's shine. Shope. And oxygen? No, there's no question of mommy. Do you believe she can't talk? There is no encouragement again.
We could not encourage her to believe. We were only using our faith for her. And they told her, as the oxygen was fixing, they fixed the other, they were saying, Lord, I'm here on the bed. If God is to charge you for only oxygen and give you carbon the outside as bonus, you will not be rich enough to live on earth. And say, okay, oxygen, but if you pay for oxygen, releasing it out will be a bonus. You know what it means to have pain. Testimony. See, after me say testimony. Now, testimony comes from the word test. When you have been tested, you have something to say out of the experience. Hello. Test is going through an experience or going through an occasion that makes you come out and have something to say. Opolopo lo ti la nkan koja ti won ni nkan kan lati so. They don't have what to say. Say, well, I can do be. That will not be your case. One agbe lo fo omi lo mi o danu o omi lo fo agbe o danu. That will not be your kind of testimony. So when you say testimony is a public recount of a supernatural experience. I'm going to say recount means announcement, witness. Testimony is a public test, witness of a supernatural experience. You come and say what God has done. Now, let me share a few scriptures. Give me Isaiah 38 from verse 18. Before that, let me give you Psalm 19 say, for the heavens are telling of the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day, they utter speech, testifying. Day unto day, utter speech, and night unto night, showeth knowledge. There is nowhere. It's Holy Spirit helped me this morning. When the Lord woke me up this morning and began to tell me about it, do you know I've never seen this scripture like this? We were told that Psalm 19 is the psalm for the growth of the Holy Ghost in you, or the gift of us. So we recite it into water and drink it. That is all I've known about Psalm 19. But the Holy Spirit began to show me something different. He said, God set the sun so that every day since the sun was created, it will keep talking about the handiwork of God. An experience is coming into your life that every day when people see you, they will see the hand of God. And the Lord began to tell me, he said, I will make them do it every day, that people can know that it is God at work. The heavens are telling, the firmament showeth his handiwork. I was driving with my wife yesterday. We were coming from Ilorin, and we saw the sky from afar, and we saw the reflection of the sun. The sun, and around early in the morning. Now, do you know when it is night here, it is morning somewhere, especially in Europe and some other part of the country. When it is night here, it is morning there. And that's why some of us will say, Ago meji oru, lolorun fe gbo adura. There's no time God doesn't, because Ago meji oru ti e osan ni nibo mi. And so he is a God of all time. He walks out of time, but he's not time bound. Are you with me? He works with time, but it's not time bound. Are you with me? And so, when it is night here, it is morning elsewhere. And so, when we saw it, we said, what a wonderful work of God. I am a traveler. When I travel, especially when I travel, I like to sit in the plane. I like to sit by the window. I want to see the handiwork of God. The heavens are telling. I look at the layers of the sky, how beautiful and well laid. A scientist said something, a Christian scientist. He said it will take a fool to say there is no intelligence behind creation. And that's why there's a scripture for them. For the fool say in his heart, there is no God. When you see how God lay, when I fly in the plane, I like to see. You see how the cloud, nothing is holding them. Foundation wo lo di aye mu. Do you know the earth is on a space? The earth is like you put something on air like this. That's how the earth is. The whole earth. There is no foundation holding it. And somebody in his stupidity will say this. It just erupted. Erupted from where? Erupted from where?
aye lo se kedogun re ini muni ijile ijile
revelation in our hymns
oh wo awa ma
master please stop
ise oluwa ijile loro na loro na loro loro na
let me tell you the song I'm trying to get oni orun meje ile meje aye lo se me la dama hama kafa sadaria
ati le meje pelu aye lo se aye lo Kore ijile ijile loro na loro
awon marriage ni fun won for us the spirit reveals the deep things of God
ise oluwa ijile ijile loro na
loro na
loro na
nanka basatala praskapa ma posteli kataya now when our fathers wrote these hymns they saw certain things that science did not see there are realms and there are levels there are realms and there are levels God reveals his nature the one we see in the sun in the moon are the one the physical there are some that the physical eye cannot see a woman did discovery my brother was telling me about a documentary they went for many years into the space these people were unbelievers and they came back and said they didn't know who God really is they say it is only the God of the Christians that gets the actual message of how the space is because of their they say it's only the God of they saw what the Bible says the heavens tell it the firmament showed his hand they unto they utter there is nowhere their voice is not heard when you go by the seaside you see the sun coming out you see the brightness coming up talking about God wanting nature. Nature speak about God. How come his creations like him don't speak about him? Every day they speak about him. When I travel and I see mountains, how many of you have been to Abuja? When you go through that mountain on our notes, on our currency, when you see some mountains giving us message, yet we will not receive it. There's a mountain in Israel till tomorrow I saw on social media that is suspended in the air. Nobody know what is holding it. This is a message speaking about the handiwork of God. And yet men will say there is no God. Now let me tell you something. As much as God wants to do things in your life, he wants you to talk about it. Tell your neighbors, talk about it. Talk about it. We don't do opeikoko in this church. Because when he did it to you, he made people see it. He didn't do it in secret. So why will you talk about it in secret? Mention it. So why will you come and give up my cocoa? When he did it to you, he did it that all men may see and that you should talk about it. Now look at it. Isaiah 38, give me from verse 18. Very important. Verse 18. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They go down into the pit. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for the truth. Give me verse 19. Now, this Isaiah giving testimony. The reason it was recorded was because he gave it. We can never have a record of the testimony you don't share with us. There are a few things the Lord spoke to me this morning like I've never heard it before. It's going to change your life about giving testimony. I'd like you to follow me. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The New Living Translation said, he said, from one generation to the other, we will tell our children. And that's why in Psalm 44, the David said, our father told us how you brought them out of Egypt with your arms of power, how you took nations from them. He said in Psalm 105, he said in verse 12, he was not there, but because they told him the testimony, he said, when they moved from one nation to the other, from a strange language to another language, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, let no one touch my anointed and do my prophet. David was not there. There were testimonies that were recorded about the acts of God. About the acts of God. Testimonies. Now, look at, give me verse 9, give me verse 20. Very important. The Lord will save me. We will play string instruments all the days of our lives at the house of God. Is there any other verse apart from that? Yeah, give it to me. Is this the last verse there? That's the last verse. Okay. I want to read from here. Very interesting. I want to read something from here. Very interesting. There was something I saw when I was studying this morning. Okay. Isaiah has said, let me take up a lump of and lay it for a plaster upon the board, and it shall recover. Yeah, let's go. Okay, let me do it here. Isaiah. Very important. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to read from here. Think of it, the Lord healed me. Every day of my life from now, I will sing my song of praise in the temple, accompanied by orchestra. For Isaiah had told Hezekiah's servants, make an anointment of fig and spread it over the board, and it will get well. And then Hezekiah had asked, what sign will the Lord give me to prove that he has healed me? Shout hallelujah. Now, there's a version I read this morning I can't leave my hands on. It was trying to say, even though I'm about to receive the healing, I'm yet telling. When Isaiah wrote this, when Hezekiah was speaking this, Isaiah has not gotten the healing. But he gave his testimony in anticipation. Say testimony in anticipation. Yeah. What is testimony in anticipation? Testimony in anticipation is a proof that you believe God has done what you have said, what he has said he will do to you. You have not seen it in reality, but you are telling people this is what God has done. That is speaking with faith that God has done it. Now, the amazing part is this. Many of us don't give testimony in anticipation. One. Number two, even after you see the reality, you don't give it. Okay, mashi testimony yemotile. Bientôt je vais ton chimotile. You pile testimonies. You pile testimonies. Now, let me give you few things your testimony does. Give me Psalm 78. 78 from verse 5. Psalm 78 from verse 5. 78:5. Psalm 78:5. Very important. He established his testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known. He commanded them, tell this testimony. I'm going to read it again. Look up, everybody. Look up. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. They should call their children. It was David that said, I can't remember the psalm. He said, I will stand before the congregation of your people. I will tell of your goodness. I will stand before the congregation of your people. I will tell of your goodness in my life. He commanded them. Give me verse 6. That the generation to come, testimony make people know God. That the generation to come might know them. Even the children wish to be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. God wants the deeds in the life of his people to pass on from one, even generation unborn, he wants them to hear about him.
That's why we have the Bible today. He commanded all the records of the miracles in the book of Acts to be recorded so that we can hear it today. Share your testimony. You know, let me give you a reason people don't share testimony. If I share it, the devil will steal it. What? Hey, Moshe Shiwai. I'm just talking about it's a testimony. It is not the one God did for you. Hello? It isn't the one. You tell me God did something to you and the devil stole it from you. Maybe it's another one. It's not the one he did. Because when he does something, it comes with security. And there's a code around it. And so that was why we came up with Okwekoko. The idea of Okwekoko is that when I share the testimony so that the enemy will not steal it. And now let me tell you something. I used to say it. One T issue any banta. Amanjekini. Amandowobu. Immediately anywhere I go, I tell people. Issue tower me ale bogole yomi. It means you cannot. So if that is the kind of miracle you are asking for, to happen in your life. What's the essence of a testimony that your hand has covered? It's not testimony yet. It is testimony when everybody can see it and they can help you say it. Occasion is coming in your life where people will help you share testimony. Amen. They will say, no, it's the one. No, it's not the one. Let's go and check. They will begin to argue over your life. I know him. Spirit life, no one tell. He just parked a new car. They will leave their church service and come and check. Look at the car. People will help you share. Do you know there are testimonies that preacher help people share? Testimony and mommy. You people will not know how many places I've shared that testimony. There are testimonies that people help you share because it helped them carry their message out. And such events will begin to happen.
Amen.
That will begin to write testimonies and become this person is our church member. Testimony in testimony lonjebe. Family wani in kakati sheleni. When real things start happening, people will associate themselves. Say, I was there the day we did the prayer now. I want to learn low. Testimony that make people associate themselves with you. Those are the things you begin to see.
Amen.
But the question is, you are praying to God for a million. He gave you 1,000, 2,000. He puts you in your 1,000. You didn't say anything to anybody. You didn't share testimony. Now, few things your testimony do. Your testimony becomes another person's miracle. Now, mostly on crusade ground, miracles happen when one blind man come up and say, man of God. Now, as the man of God is ministering, only one person may have faith for healing. As the person receives his healing, they'll say, come out for your testimony. So as we come on and say, when man of God was praying, my eyes just popped open and I can see everybody. As soon as another blind man hears that, a blind man that was in that same meeting with him, the next thing is that his faith is released. So testimony unleashed faith in the head of the hearers. So your testimony is a pulpit. When you come up, how many of you have noticed something by observation? That when they say testimony time, people don't come out. One person will struggle to come out. As soon as the person will begin to say, you just see people lying up here. You just see people, you'll be wondering that what happened when they were announcing testimony, they didn't come out. Why? Somebody is sharing testimony. Testimony calls testimony. Testimony calls, the Bible says, deep collect unto deep. And so when somebody who receive healing comes and say, but she ain't bad, and the next thing you just hear noise in another place. Why? What that person said has unleashed the faith of another. So your testimony helps another person to get his miracle. Don't hide your testimony. Don't hide it. Number two. Your testimony helps others not to remain ingrate. Your testimony helps others to appreciate God. How many of you have been appreciating God and you come out and say, this is what God has done to me? One person say, I just remember God did the same thing. And he will come out and say, you see, when he was sharing his testimony, I remember I had the same experience. Your testimony helps others to become appreciative. Your testimony helps others. How many of you know that this year, the team, of course, it will be announced later Pastor Tunde have announced it before. The theme of our anniversary is gratitude. Say after me, say gratitude. Yeah, gratitude. Olore mi. Olore mi o. Olore mi. Olore mi o. Kini ma fi so fun o.
Testimony. He doesn't need your money. Say it.
Olore mi.
If you put 5,000 in Ope Ikoko, it is not as important as coming out. Your 5,000 mean nothing to him. What means something to him is for you to say, see what the Lord,
come and see what God has done.
5,000 Ope Ikoko, I want to deal with that. 5,000 wa. Kill Ope Ikoko. God is not interested in your money. He's in interest. He's interested. How many of you, human beings, will do something for somebody and the person will say, Eban Dupel, will you not be happy? And say, Lagbajaba Elolo lo for me. Even though you say, well, don't mind. Inside of you, you are happy because you are associated with something good. God wants you to talk about him. He wants you to talk about it. And one of the things we do when we go for evangelism is that we share testimonies. I was with Brother Tope and the last evangelism we went for, and I went and I met two guys, and I noticed that those guys are, you know, they are big guys in quotes, you know. I used to be where they were, you understand. So I now told them testimony of where I used to be. I said, look at me. I said, I was a big time hip hop rapper. I said, I can talk any woman into believing me. I was the best toaster among my friends. No matter if we do toasting competition, not because we want to go into relationship. We want to prove that no matter how big a girl is, we have the accurate English to use. We write it, rehearse it. The lady will not know we are practicing a script. Rehearsed toasting. And so before she say one thing, there's an answer waiting for her. Before you know it, she said, let me think about it. I never knew it was a capacity to preach that was in me. And so anytime I meet somebody who think that is life, I just tell him, I used to be there. You know, my wife is smiling. She remembered the day I came to her. And she smiled. Hallelujah. Of course, that day it was Holy Ghost toasting, you know. It was, the Lord told me. You know. It wasn't like, you see, we didn't use that kind of style. It was just God spoke and I'm speaking. You know, praise God. You see, that's by the way. And so, you know, when you begin to share such testimony and I tell them, do you know hip-hop? Do you know Tupac Amaru Shakur? Do you know Biggie? They'll begin to like, Baba, you know, just, yeah, I used to be there. I say, even now, I can mime Tupac. And so when they hear that, their heart is open. Your testimony has opened their heart. Why? They are seeing somebody, you are not quoting John, you are not quoting Peter. They are seeing somebody who has been where they used to be. Life standing before them. It makes them believe more that they can actually do away with those lies. Because this somebody they are seeing, you are not saying, you see, when Peter left this is not Peter. This is me. This is me standing, touch, this is flesh. I was there. So when testimony has a way of reaching people. Now, let me give you this. Number two. Number three, testimony is a proof against unbelievers and those who doubt God. Testimony stand as a proof against those who say, God, Olorun o gbadura mo. You know that people who come to church and say, well, that's the proof that he doesn't believe again. You have, some of you have heard Oluwawi to a point that as soon as someone says Oluwawi today, is what comes to your mind. You are beginning to develop a mentality towards God that is how they say he will do it. I don't know, I was in Mina and a lady came to me and she was sharing with me about her marital life, and I said, God just spoke to me that before December, only Mugbon last year. It was only one for me in date. Now you know that person cannot receive again. The person has come to a point that she will be going through same circle because the devil have made her believe that he speaks but he doesn't do. Only in fact last year, what year for me in date? Money, this is the reason you have not, because you have stuck your mind and said he speaks, he doesn't do it. I said, this one is a different case. Say, God spoke to me. He only once last year now. Only what year for me?
I don't know the disappointment you have seen before that you are even tired of hearing God says, or even when God is doing something in your life, you don't feel it's necessary because you have waited too long and it has become irrelevant to you to even share it. But let me tell you something, it might not mean anything to you, but it means something to somebody. Yeah. You have waited a long and you are like, well, Adumele, mo share testimony pe mo re admission at 30, mo share testimony admission. It doesn't need. For somebody, it's a miracle. Somebody is 40 who has not gotten it. So when you come and I say, I thank God I'm 30 years old and God has done it with me, I have hope. And never underestimate anything God is doing in your life. Because to you, it may miss nothing, but somebody is hearing it that is his own miracle. Because you think it is too late. For that person, it is the beginning. Somebody is staying, is there who is riding bicycle even at 70. No matter how small it is, talk to somebody about it. Somebody say, I'm shy. You are not shy to receive, you are shy to tell him. When he's doing the miracle, you are not shy to receive it. I mean, it bothers me. And you are not shy to say, you collected it. Do not tell people what he did, you are shy. He said, those of you who declare me before people, I will declare you before my Father. If you talk about me before people, I will talk about you before him. Now let me tell you something. Learn how to. Now, because of time, let me give you a rundown. I said it before, but I'm going to say it. Your testimony makes you a pulpit for God to reach the unreached. I'm going to say it again. Your testimony makes you a pulpit for God to reach the unreached. There are people who never come to church. They will never. And so we can't reach them with the gospel. God, they won't come to church. Some of them, they will never even listen to an evangelist on the street. They may be in your neighborhood. They know how you started your life. They know how you grew up. God is making you an example for them. And so when happiness begins in your life becomes a pulpit for God to reach them. And one day in your neighborhood, they will come and ask you, hey, your church will let you alone. Why? They are beginning to see things in your life. I was asking somebody, I said, why is it that in Ibadan that when people build a house, they don't paint the house? I've been to a lot of states. In all Nigeria, it's in Ibadan that you enter a street and you not see one house painted. In fact, a community. They say, I want to make a way, And so some of them will leave it not even plastered. But if you enter inside, you see happenings inside. Now let me tell you this. You are not telling me, it's not pride. It may sound to pride for those who are jealous of what God is doing in your life. It may sound as pride, but let me tell you, it is not. I used to tell people when I was growing up, I say, when I used to pray that God will give me money so that I can teach people how to use money to glorify God. You cannot be riding a nice Mercedes Benz 2018 model and you come out of the car and somebody who is hungry and you call him, you want to preach to him, I say, just come out of your Mercedes. Some of them will collect the tracts from you because they saw what you, they know it's not hungry that brought you to them. I say, can we help you? You say, no, I'm the one that wants to help you. Take this tract. And you bring him into the car, go by ECDSR and say, I just want to talk to you about God. Whatever God has given to you, don't hide it. Use it. Use it to magnify God. And I'm not sharing testimony extend to the fact that people, somebody was sharing with me, I don't know who was asking question. I think it was Bro Toye that went for a program. And I think our daddy, Bro Femi Abati, went for a program. And they began to talk about a woman who had hundreds of millions. And she wanted to help people. And some people came. They were discussing in the bus. And they said, most people in the CNS stopped doing things in the church because they felt people will attack them. God has given them resources, but they will not show it to anybody. They would rather go to a party. Come back, church not even attacking one. I mean, they will not attack you in a party where you are spreading money, but it is the church. You buy a bus for church, that is when they will attack you. It's a wrong mentality. Whatever God has given you, use it, show it, dress well. When you dress well as a believer, some of you don't dress well. You make people insult God. When my children dress anyhow, they will insult them. And someone say, move about one. An insult will start from there. So that when you look well, your father is magnified. Let everything about you, the heavens are telling. There is no day the sun will say, I will shine well today. There's no day the moon will say, I will not be bright tonight. The heavens are telling. They come out. They come out in their best color every day. That's how you should look for God. Look good for God. Put smile on your face. Don't attract sympathy. Some of you want to attract sympathy. You just want people to sympathize with you. And so when they pass by, they didn't see, hey, where they read me? What has that done to you all the years you have been trying to attract sympathy from people? Is it not the same message they have been giving you? Hypocritical sympathizers. When they are coming, clean your eyes and start singing. Don't cry. Don't start crying in the presence of people. Hipokipoti molewa agbarare nani aye kaye ti molewa daddy mi agbarare nani elo ni mo so fun orun to ran si mi lara. They are doing their job, telling the glory of God. Won ran si mi lara elo ni mo gbe fun won fun afefe ti mo mi si mu mi elo ni mo gbe fun won ti mo ku lale to ji mi lowuro pelu agbara re ni o ma se won. I have a culture when I was in school, and it's still part of me. Subconsciously, it just come out of me. Baba Eshe, thank you, Father. Baba, there's a way I used to say it, not this way. I can't remember when I was in school those days. Eshe Baba, thank you. I just noticed that the people living in my environment, they just copied it from me. Testimony is contagious. When you live a life of testimony, you become contagious. You attract testimonies. You attract like-minded people. And so it just became part of me. I first noticed in one sister called Sister Funke. I just know that subconsciously, we should just say it. Sorrow attracts as much as gratitude attracts. Don't stay around people who complain about God all the time. Stay away from them. Say, hey, last year, no. Stay away. They are contagious. Before you know it, you start complaining too. Before, it's not too long before you start your language, you start changing. And say, No. Stay around people who say God is good all the time. They wake up in the morning and say, whenever I see another, yeah, I'll say thank you. I'll say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Whenever I see another breaking, oh yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Please, wake up in the morning. Let your neighbor hear. Oluweshe, testify. Don't say what you say. Well, as a believer, only back on me. What? Yeah, that from your mouth. We thank God. Is a wonderful. We thank God. That's testimony. Be positive. Talk about, say good things about God. Because people are listening to you. They're listening. And it's contagious. Your children will start talking like you after some times. After some time, you see your children doing it. You see these children, every time we are in church, they will kneel down here. It's what they see us doing. When we are dancing, they dance. When we clap, they clap. At times when we are giving testimony, some of them will come out. But it's what they see in us. That's why Psalm 44 say, our fathers told us. They told us how you brought them out of Egypt. Give me Psalm 44 from verse 1. Let me read, then we close. Psalm 44. Are you being blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Psalm 44 verse 1. We have heard. Tell your neighbor, say we have heard. With our ears. Now, if nobody is talking, what will you hear? You hear testimony every Sunday here because somebody came out to speak. They do the hearing, but somebody did the talking. The person that did the talking was the person that made them believe who God is and that made them say what they are saying. He said, we have heard with our ears, oh God. They are telling God back his testimony. And God, even if nothing is happening, we know what you did to them. Testimony make people believe God is in the strangest circumstance. Why? They knew he did it for someone, so their circumstances did not stop them from believing God. That was what David was reading here. We heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what works thou didst in their days. In the times of old. Give me verse 2, please. How thou didst drive out the heathens with thy hand and planted them. How you did afflict the people and cast them out. Give me verse 3. For they got not the land. I love this. They got not the land. Now, David was not there, but because they shared the testimony, they did not only share it, they recorded it so that their children will come and read it. He said, they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand. How did he know this? They told him. He wasn't sharing his own experience because he has not gotten any of this. But he believed in that God because he did it for his own fathers. And look up. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand, thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast favor unto them, not unto him that was talking. So he believed if that God can do it for them, he can do it for them. Now give me verse 4. Let me refer verse 4 to you. Thou art my king. Because of this, you are my king, O God. Commander, command deliverances. Now, he was actually praying. So he started his prayer with the testimonies of his father. I said, because you did it for them, you are my own king. You command deliverances for Jacob. Command deliverances for Jacob. Meaning, in our own situation, the way you did for them, you can do the same thing. And that's why we sing, Olorun Babalola, Olorun Night. They are just testimonies attached to the experience of certain people. Today we come and talk about what God did through Olumolade. Testimonies. But when men forget their testimonies, or when their testimonies are not being shared, after some times they will burn children who will speak against God. That's what has happened. That's what is happening in the Western world today. Their fathers founded America believing God, but they didn't keep record of testimony. They keep record of freedom. They didn't keep record of how God delivered them. They keep record of liberty. They keep the record of the Statue of Liberty. And all their children know is freedom to do anything, even what is crazy. All they know is freedom. Somebody will say freedom to marry animal. A woman married the dog in the name of freedom. Another one I saw lately, she married herself. Freedom to do anything. Listen to me. When you stop talking about God, people stop hearing about God. And after some time, the devil speaks. There will always be a voice speaking. Praise God. I remember those days when we grew up, my mother would call us. When we sing in the morning, every one of us happens to be in the choir. There's this hymnal that's like early morning hymnal that we sing in the morning. I've forgotten the hymnal. No, early is an appreciative. I've forgotten it now. When we start singing, I go, "Mommy, walkie." My mommy, she with gratitude, she will just take one key far from our own key. Yeah, mommy, everybody will just keep quiet. Mommy, key wa kole wa yani kwani kole ye. She's not singing key. She's singing testimony. In her mind, testimonies are rolling of the things what God have done. So she doesn't care if she's on the same page with. Of course, she will never be on the same page with you because what she have seen, you have not seen. I used to tell people, the reason mothers know how to appreciate God more than we young people is because they have had experiences that they have passed through them. When they remember the day they went to the labor room and only they came out with a child in their hand, they will sing song for the neighbor kids because you don't have an experience. They expect them to be on the same key. Never. It's even abnormal for them to be on the same key with you. Because you don't even know, all you have been enjoying is free food, free, they give you school fees. So your key can be abnormal, can just be any key. Your key may be meaningless to them, but it's meaningful to God. And so after some time, she'll begin to tell us. I remember those days, my mother would tell us, when the three of us, when she had all of us sick, one day, one woman, that our daddy would travel, all of us would be sick. She can't carry three children at once, only her. And all she will do is to pray in water and start beating us. And she has a song she used to. Ba mi wo la wo ye, ko ma se doku mo mi lowo, omo eyito. She will begin to tell us how she will be singing that song and our temperature will become normal. She used to sing one song. Kole wa sin o to ba ti dagba. I've forgotten that song. One day, every one of us will be in church doing things. And, you know, we'll leave our mommy at home. We'll be in church in choir. One day she started complaining. God said, you have sung about them. He said, your song committed them into my hands. So it is not strange we are all at the altar today. Sing about it. Talk about it. Act it. The testimonies of God. Rise up to your feet. The heavens are telling. If creators are telling, how much more you that you are created? Since the earth has been created, they will not stop telling. They will not stop telling. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, the firmament. So what is on hand? Day unto day, utter a speech, and night unto night. So there is nowhere. I love that part. There is nowhere their voice is not heard. There's nowhere on earth their voice is not heard. It is caught across the whole universe. Give me that verse 19. Let me show you something. Give me from verse 3. Psalm 19 from verse 3. Kingsley, sharp, sharp.
Tini Jesulare, Ebielo te for me,
Sante Malabada Shata.
Only come, Larewa, Tioko mi fe.
Now let me show you this. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Give me verse 4. Give me verse 4. Look up. Their line is gone out all through the earth. Their words, it means they speak their words to the end of the world. In them he has set the tabernacle for the sun. Let's go. Verse 5. I want to show you something. Give me verse 5. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Verse 6. He's going forth is to the end of the heaven and his cycle to the ends of the earth. That's the rotation of the sun. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Give me verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting it to the testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. Glory.